Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, before we get to the phones, let's go to Antonio Brown's house, I guess, and to his elliptical machine. And take a little listen to this Instagram live video. This is just a little portion of what was 9+ minutes. Him talking about no more unguaranteed money. Wants to go to a team where that has camaraderie. Just wants to win a Super Bowl. He's the best ever. And call me Mr. Big Chest. Let's see what we got here. Joe Cobb put this together.
Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguaranteed. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people. This is not for show. This is not to be cool. This is strictly to inspire you that, yo, no one could determine your destination but you. So I'm here today. Yeah, I got my shape on. I'm in here. Hey, shout out to Boat 82. I don't even got my jersey in here. I only got Big Bro. Shout out to Money Boat 82.
Ron?
I can't even understand half of what he's saying, and I can't decipher the other half.
No more
unguaranteed.
No more
I got
unguaranteed
that.
Money, yes.
But, you know, no one controls your destination but you. Well, he signed, has 3 years left on a contract where he controlled his destination by signing it.
Right.
So for some reason, he thinks he's in control and can pick wherever he wants to go.
He wants to be, and I think he thinks the best route to that is to get himself released.
Except
by being
other
so
teams,
off the wall.
Other teams see how off the wall he is.
He clearly is talking his way out of Pittsburgh, but he might be talking himself out of a lot of other places, too. Let's hear part two, Ron. I think this is even better.
Hey, coach, up. Yeah, high heat. I'm bringing high heat. I'm bringing high heat, coach. We're going to be relentless this year. If your team got guaranteed money, they want to get to know me and work with me, tell them call me. First, I ain't got time to waste. I got 5 kids. You heard? Little cardio late night. Just got back from All-Star. I'm back settling in. I'm back in the lab. Ooh. Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest from now on. Big Chest Brown from now on. Don't even call me AB. Just call me Big Chest. Yeah, Mr. Big Chest. Tell your team I'm maxing out. You want me to tell them we maxing out? You heard? Hey, I never stop. You heard? See me live.
So next time you go to his locker, Ron, for an interview, say, excuse me, Big Chest.
Mr. Big Chest?
Do you have a minute? What do you make of this?
Joe, I'll say it again. I can't decipher it. I don't know. It's just so bizarre and so off the wall. And as you said, everyone that's dominating the national shows, and I don't know what they're saying about it. Maybe they have a better explanation than me. I truly believe there's something wrong with them. I'm more and more starting to think that.
It's sort of a classic case of, I don't know if the word is
I'm just wondering if he's screaming for help.
Yeah, it's almost tragicomic. You know, it's like part of me does laugh at Mr. Big Chest and that stuff. But then Lewis Riddick was on today on ESPN saying that this is actually – you know, becoming a sad story. And this guy may social media his way right out of the NFL.
I think teams are looking at this too and thinking that. Are you going to sign this guy up to a new rich contract? I don't think so.
Anthony in Oakland, how are you, sir?
Well, he is, what he's doing is detrimental to the team. And the Steelers need to exercise that ability they have since he is under contract. Mr. Rooney should not go now. It should be just Kevin Colbert and Omar Khan. And then you sit down and you tell him that here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay you your bonus because we're legally obligated to do that. But come September, we're going to sit you down for conduct detrimental to the team, because even if you wanted us to trade you, you have harmed our ability to get in return from your actions. And secondly, you can't even publicly float, similar to what happened in the NBA where that Anthony Davis publicly came out and wanted to be traded, and he was fine. So the commissioner's office is going to have to step in, and they're going to step in anyway from the domestic issue that he had and the civil issue that he had. So honestly, the Steelers are in the driver's seat, and
let me ask you, let me ask you a question, Anthony, and I agree with almost everything you said. You say the team should come September, sit him down and suspend him detrimental to the team. What if he shows up for training camp on the first day and goes through practices? How are you going to suspend him then?
Because you suspend him for what you have a laundry list of what he's done on the internet.
You're a union man. I know you're a union man. You don't think the union would fight that?
As with the Kaepernick thing, the union has taken a backseat. They've almost muted themselves. So, no, the Steelers have all the rights. His behavior, the precedent has been set. The Philadelphia Eagles did this to T.O. They did it. They acquiesced and allowed him to become a free agent. But they sat him down, and the arbitrators ruled in the Philadelphia Eagles and in the NFL's favor on his conduct detrimental. This is what he's done, and outside of what he's done to the Steelers, he's not listening to his people. His endorsements are drying up as we are watching every crazy video that he puts out. You will not see him as the Invisible Man in Pepsi anymore. You're not going to see him dancing with Juju at the Pizza Hut. Those things are gone. Nobody's going to touch this guy. This guy's borderline psychotic.
And
that's what they're saying.
I think he's screaming for help, Anthony.
Appreciate the call, man.
I truly believe there's something wrong with the guy mentally. I don't know if it's from Perfect's hit, their CTE symptoms, or I'm no doctor. I truly believe this isn't the acts of a rational man.
The only thing I really disagree with there is that AB isn't listening to his people.
I think
all he has is sycophants around him.
Right. They're not even telling him anything, as sure looks like to me. I couldn't agree more. I don't think, although Rosenhaus, he's been so quiet, mysteriously absent from this whole drama. I don't even know if he still works for AB. He could have fired him for all we
except
know.
Maybe doing what agents do, which is their clients bidding in some ways by calling people nationally in the media and trying to sell AB's story. And sadly, some are buying, like the original one of, well, you know, AB saw people around him weren't giving the effort that he was giving.
Right.
Remember that little storyline?
I do.
That sounds to me like an agent trying to peddle one. All right, Ron, we got the lines lit. AB, right. Joe Kopp says, who's AB? Sorry.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Very nice. Very nice. We'll get back to the lines next. Never ending. Big Chest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.